Hey, I'm Jessica Burke, the sleep coach just for big kids. As a mom, I know firsthand the sleep struggles that can happen when kids move from a crib to a big kid bed. Big kids are opinionated and strong-willed, and they can really wear down our patients at night. With over 7 years of experience helping exhausted families, I'll give you actionable advice that you can use right away to get everyone sleeping better tonight. Let's get your toddler to sleep. Your toddler has stopped napping on the weekends and he goes to bed pretty well. But all week long at daycare, he's forced to take a nap. And bedtime during the week has become a total disaster. It's taking you forever to get him down. It's like 9 o'clock or later before he gets to bed, and it's a battle every night. This period of nap transition can be really tough. But even if daycare forces a nap time, there are still some things that you can do to improve the situation. When kids are transitioning away from taking their nap, it can really throw their whole sleep schedule out of whack. I hear this complaint from parents all the time. When their kids go to school during the week and they have to take a nap, bedtime is a disaster. But on the weekends, if they don't nap, then bedtime is much easier. But lots of daycares are required either by state law or by licensing standards that kids do have a rest time. And this can put parents in a bit of a pickle. First, let's look at some general nap guidelines. I recommend that parents encourage a nap until kids are about 3.5, 4 years old. Oftentimes, our kids need a nap longer than we think they do, and especially if kids are in daycare, because school days are jam-packed. I mean, there are tons of fun, but they can be exhausting. So sometimes kids actually do need to take a nap on their daycare days, but then on the weekends, they don't actually need that nap. And it's okay to have that split schedule going for a while. For toddlers and preschoolers, naps should start anywhere between like 12:30 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and they should end, your kid should be up by 3 o'clock at the latest. So one thing that you can do is check with your daycare provider and try to get them to report to you each day how long your child is actually sleeping, because they might just tell you like, oh, we have, you know, nap times from 12:30 to 2. So you're assuming your kid is taking this like monster 2 hour nap when actually they may not be sleeping that whole time. They may only be sleeping for an hour. So the first step is try to get your daycare to actually let you know how long your kid is actually sleeping each day. Now, let's say that your child has been doing this kind of split schedule for a while where they're napping during the week when they go to daycare and they're not napping on the weekends when they're at home. And that's been going good for a while. But then let's say during the week, those days where they do take a nap, they're really starting to resist bedtime. What I mean by that is like your child really genuinely does not seem tired at all in the 7 o'clock hour. And so therefore it's pushing bedtime later than 8 o'clock. If you're starting to see that, one thing that you can do is actually consider asking daycare to shorten the nap rather than taking it away completely. This can be a nice kind of middle ground. Most daycares will go for this. If you ask them to kind of shorten your kid's nap, you can either ask, you know, that they only allow your child to sleep for, let's say, an hour, or if that's kind of too difficult for them to monitor, you can just ask for your child to be like the last one that they put down and the first one that they wake up. That will also help to reduce the nap. Now, if you really want the nap totally eliminated, like you don't want your kid sleeping at all during the day when they're at school, you can ask daycare if there is another room that your child can go to, maybe a room with kids who are a little bit older that don't have a nap time. You can ask for your child to be transferred in there just during that rest period. You know, if they won't go for that, another idea is offer to bring in a bag of special toys that your child can play with quietly on their cot during rest time. Because most of the time, it's rest time that's mandated. It's, you know, your kids aren't required to sleep. I mean, you can't really require someone to sleep. So the daycares have to provide a rest period to kids, but kids don't have to sleep during that time. So if you can bring in like a bag of things that your child can play with quietly on their own cot that, you know, they're not going to bother their friends. And if it's a special bag of toys that they only get during that rest time, that so they'll actually like be interested in it. They'll be kind of be like new for them. That can keep them engaged and kind of prevent them from falling asleep. So you can ask your daycare if that's something you can do as well. Once your child does drop that nap, make sure they're not falling asleep in the car on the way home from daycare. Because I can promise you, if they're taking a late afternoon car nap, that's definitely going to screw up bedtime, and that's not what you want. Once they do drop that nap, you may need to move their bedtime a little bit earlier to kind of make up for some of that lost daytime sleep, maybe only for a couple weeks to help them kind of adjust to the new schedule. just move it 15 or 20 minutes earlier, move bedtime 15 or 20 minutes earlier while they have a chance to get used to it. You're here learning new sleep tools because you know how important great sleep is for your kids' health and development. If you want to go even deeper and learn all about my rest method, join me in my next free Toddler Sleep Masterclass. Reserve your spot at toddlersleepmasterclass.com.